didn't talk about.
Yay. Oh, we forgot to mention who made that graphic, because she gave it to us and said that we can use it on the intro.
Oh yeah, see, you know what happened? Is I asked her if we could, and then I told her to send it to us.
Oh, and then I emailed her and asked her if we could.
So,
great.
She tagged me on it in Instagram. Mm. I think she probably tagged you on it, and then I asked her if we could have it, and yeah, we can.
Okay.
So I'm gonna figure out how to make that into an intro. But anyways,
thanks for it. Your links are down below because she gave me some stuff to put
down
there.
Oh, did
she? Yeah.
Awesome.
So probably not this graphic opening, but one of the next ones will have the little cute cartoon.
Eventually, we'll have like there's little cartoon asses.
Very cute.
I'm a sexy cartoon.
Yeah. I'd fuck me.
You're kind of ugly, actually, as a
cartoon.
No,
you're fugly. I'm great.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
How you doing? We're filming on a Monday. We haven't done that before.
Hump day. But happy Wednesday, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're filming on a Monday.
It's actually Thanksgiving Monday.
It is. Happy
Canada.
Thanksgiving, Canada.
Yeah.
Americans, we'll get to you.
I get so many questions about that. Like, why is it in October in Canada? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
We're not sure.
Who knows? But
why don't you ask the pilgrims?
We had to eat turkey earlier, so...
Yeah, ask the pilgrims.
Suck it.
We have a good distance between, like, I just hate you.
That was
abuse. Are you okay?
And everyone saw that.
Are you okay?
So.
We have, like, a long time between, like, Thanksgiving and, like, Christmas.
We do.
So we have enough time for, like, our turkey comas to, like, go out, and then we have turkey again. But you guys just have, like, Thanksgiving, like, Christmas. Like, it's just
We
it's
get
just
all
good.
Of our holidays. We got, like, Thanksgiving, Halloween. November's kind of a break because they're, like, okay, they were overwhelmed.
Well, there's Remembrance Day. So it's
that's
kind
not
of
a holiday. That's
no, it's
like
not
a
it's
sad
not,
song.
It's not like let's take the day off and remember.
Party. Eat some turkey.
Eat some turkey on Remembrance Day. No, it's like a solemn. November's like the solemn month.
Solemn month. Well, October is breast cancer.
And
awareness.
Then you grow like mustaches.
True. Movember. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty solemn.
What are your thoughts on Movember? Are you going to participate? I feel
well,
like
yeah.
You would look good actually with kind of like a little like.
Yeah. Well, this. I mean. This is like a couple days, so I mean a month, it doesn't get much better than this.
Seriously? Like you don't, like, you gotta, you have to participate in Movember.
Okay,
please.
Yeah, I will. You'll see how it gets.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It gets interesting. It kind of just turns into like a somewhat patchy, chin strap, mm-hmm. and then like a weird, like...
That's wonderful.
Pedo stash.
Pedo stashes are great.
I might just start wearing big glasses too. And grow my hair out.
And wear, like, a really tightly collared shirt and have,
yeah.
like, some pins in here.
Yeah. And have my pants, like, up really, really high.
Yeah. Yeah.
But be able to whip them down in a hurry if I need to.
Because you need to sometimes.
Because that's what pedophiles do.
I participate in Movember every month that I am not seeing someone, pretty much. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, my legs are just hairy all the time. Unless I'm, like, sort of seeing someone and then I'm like, I guess I gotta, like.
Take a lawnmower
take
to them.
Care.
Do you a weed whacker?
No. Do you remember Scary Movie where, what's her face, the main girl had to like take a little lawnmower because her pubes were so long when she had sex for the first time? Have
no,
you seen Scary
I
Movie?
I have, I don't remember that.
It's so good.
Like a hedge trimmer?
Yeah, pretty much. Her boyfriend had to like...
With a lawnmower.
Yeah. And then there was that like electrical chastity thing and...
Actually, speaking of lawnmowers,
okay.
What did you do this week?
Oh, okay. So in the 3 days since we filmed my hair, I had Thanksgiving dinner on Saturday.
On Saturday? Is
yeah.
that supposed to be on Sunday?
Well, it's technically supposed to be today, but
what the hell
Jesse
happened?
Worked Sunday, so we did it Saturday. And then we had.
Should have just told him not to come.
Just fuck you, Jesse. Yesterday I went and watched Walking Dead with some friends and then went over to their place and yeah, it was good. It was fun. And then today we're doing the podcast and then I'm gonna go for pizza later with someone, so that was gonna be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good. It's good. What did you do?
Okay, so this is an exciting weekend for me. Not really. Okay, let's start with Saturday.
Yesterday was Sunday.
I forget what I did the first 2 days of the weekend.
What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday? So I woke up in the morning and I got a call from Steven.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I was like, hey, I'm going to pick up something by your house. I live out in like the middle of nowhere and he does too. But he's like, okay, I'm coming to pick up something by your house and then I'll stop by. I was like, okay, what is it? He's like, oh, you'll see. I was like... Okay. So then he comes in, he just like walks into my house, and because we're eating breakfast, and he's like, my mom's sitting there, she's like, what did you buy? And he was like, what do you mean what did I buy? She's like, you bought something stupid. We all know you bought something stupid. What is it? And he's like, I bought a go-kart.
Steve is an idiot.
I was like, that is awesome. My mom's like, you're so dumb. And I was like, because one of the amusement parks in Edmonton, White Mud Amusement Park, just closed down.
Oh my god.
So he went there, and he's like, are you guys selling your go-karts? And they were like, yeah. And they were like, oh yeah, it's $3,000 for one. Because they're like the super fast ones, right? And he was like, okay, can I talk you down a bit? So he like started like wheeling and dealing with them, and then so I like go outside, I'm like looking in his truck, he has the go-kart at the back of his truck, and I'm like, this thing's awesome! And then,
oh my god.
And he's like, oh yeah, but I didn't buy one. I was like, how many did you buy? He's like, I bought five. I was like, what? So he bought five go-karts.
What the fuck is he gonna do with five go-karts?
He said he went in and he started talking to them, and he said, okay, well, you're like, buying one go-kart is like fun, but like, you can't go with anybody.
Oh my god.
So you needed to buy two. So that you can have like a race, but then like three makes a better race, because there's three, and then like five is just like a fleet that you can play.
Oh, that makes sense.
So he bought five go-karts, and he got them for like a really good deal, because he just started wheeling and dealing them. But, so yeah, he just brought over a go-kart. He's like, yeah, I want to go for a rip. I was like, sure. So then we got the go-kart down and started it, and I have videos. I should post a couple videos of us.
You should.
They're so much fun. They go, well, the one that he brought over goes just over 40 miles an hour.
Oh my god.
Which is like 70 kilometers an hour. And we're like ripping around my area, and like, you just go sideways, you're just like drifting everywhere.
That's fucking crazy.
It was so much fun.
Oh my god.
And we burnt the seatbelt in half.
No!
On the muffler, so we didn't have a seatbelt either, so we just like, woohoo! It hit the ditch a couple times, but yeah, it was fun.
Wait, which place? Is that the one with the batting cage, too?
Yeah.
That's where I went go-karting.
Yeah. It's, like, right on, like, White Mud and 66th.
Yeah, I went there with that religious guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he brought his own helmets, and he's like, I'm not going to give you lice on our first date, so here.
Oh, yeah. I've gone there with him before, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. A couple times. Helmets? Yeah.
Yeah.
I went go-karting with him there. He sucks at go-karting. I'm awesome.
He waited for me to catch up, which I thought was nice.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I would have lapped you and then just hit you.
Yeah, well,
someone, I've done that before.
Right out of the gate, they, like, fell on the side, and I was like, I'm not gonna be the loser this time! And I was still the loser.
Yeah, you were. You probably were. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was an exciting morning. And then right after that, I went to Jamie's house for Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And,
your mom was collected, and
my parents came. And my mom got very drunk, like, obnoxiously drunk, which is normal. That's totally normal. And then we started playing Apples to Apples, which is the funniest game ever to play around drunk people.
Fact.
So, if you guys don't know what Apples to Apples is, you draw an adjective. Is it an adjective?
Sure.
It's a describing word, right?
Yeah.
It'll say, like, clumsy. And then you have seven cards in your hand that are all nouns, and you're like, you have to try and find the one that fits it the best, and it's like, clumsy, and I go, elephants! And then whoever's is the best gets the card.
It's the childhood Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, it's like the, yeah. So then my dad got a card, and he's like, I don't even know what this is. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I was like, sound it out. He's like, Tupac Shakur. Tupac Shakur. I was like, what is this? And there's like a little description. I was like, what does this description say? He's like, he's an American raper. I was like,
Tupac.
I was like, Dad. And so I see the card. I was like, Tupac Shakur, the American rapper, you idiot. And he was like,
he's a raper.
I was like, you don't know who Tupac is? He's like, no. He's like, he's an American raper. And then my mom got super drunk, and every time she put down a card, she would always forget which card she put down. So we would be like, okay, this one wins. And everyone would be like looking around and be like, oh, that's not mine. And my mom would just be like, who won? And we're like, Mom, it's you. She's like, oh, I put that. Oh, cool. She had no idea what she was putting down half the time, and she won, like, half of them.
That's great.
And then she got one, what was it? Oh, she got one that says, picking your nose? And she couldn't read it? She was like, pickling your nose? She's like, that doesn't even make any sense! What's pickling your nose mean?
I like your parents.
They just got drunk and said stupid things.